Hi there. The word for today is love your church. In Ephesians 5 verse 25 we read, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. Listen, before you criticize your church, remember this scripture, Christ loved the church and gave himself for her. He hasn't given up on his church, so please, don't you give up on it either. And stop talking so much about what you don't like. Seriously, if your church was perfect, or a place for perfect people, you'd be out of place, right? Noah didn't sail on the Queen Mary. He sailed on a glorified cattle boat. Can you imagine the noise inside that craft, the confusion, the violent tossing of a ship in a storm that was big enough to destroy the whole world? And what about the smell? All those animals and only one funnel? But here's the thing. Everybody inside the ark was saved, while everybody outside the ark was lost. And that's true of God's church. The story's told of an aristocrat bragging about his lineage and pure-blooded ancestry. Irritated, one of his listeners remarked, I suppose you're going to tell us next that your forebearers were on board the ark with Noah? No, he replied. My people had their own boat. Seriously, there's only one craft that's guaranteed to make it safely into heaven's port, and that's the old ship of salvation. Do things sometimes stink in the church? Sure. Jesus issued one of his harshest rebukes to Peter, the disciple who was destined to become a leader in the church. He said to Peter, Matthew 16, verse 23, Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offence to me, for thou savourest. That word savourest means smell. You smell not of the things that be of God, but those that be of men. But the great thing is that when you mess up, the same grace that restored Peter will be there to restore you too. So, the word for you today is love your church.